Rosari Biotech Limited received a staggering response to its initial public offering on the final day on Wednesday for what was the first IPO since India went into a lockdown in late March to control the COVID-19 pandemic. The offering of 8.173 million shares, excluding the anchor allotment portion, received bids for nearly 649 million shares towards the end of day 3, stock exchange data showed. The book was subscribed about 79.4 times. The quota reserved for institutions and retail investors was subscribed 85.3 times and 7.24 times, respectively. The portion set aside for non-institutional investors, including corporate bodies and wealthy individuals, was covered nearly 240 times. HNIs typically bid on the final day of a public offering to keep their IPO financing costs at a minimum. They borrow short-term capital from various avenues, barring banks, to fund their IPO applications and deploy only a small fraction of their own capital and M-dash, called margin money and M-dash, upfront. The IPO was subscribed 60% at the end of the first day and was covered 2.32 times on the second day. The company has set a price band of ₹423-425 per apiece for the share sale. Last Friday, Rosari raised 148.87 crore, $19.8 million, from a bunch of anchor investors including Abu Dhabi and Sequo, S Sovereign Wealth Fund and existing investor Malabar Investments. Rosari allotted a little over 3.5 million shares at the upper end of the price band to 15 investors. A little more than 4 months ago, Rosari had raised 100 crore in a pre-IPO round by allotting shares to 8 institutional investors including private equity and hedge funds. With the pre-IPO transaction, Rosari had managed to raise two-thirds of the fresh money it was otherwise aiming to mop up via the IPO when it filed its draft prospectus in December 2019. At the time of filing, the IPO and Sequo's size was estimated at 700 crore. Now, the IPO size stands at 496.25 rupees and N-dash, excluding the pre-IPO round and N-dash, at the upper end of the price band announced. The company is now seeking a valuation of 2,206 rupees at the upper end of the price band as compared with an estimated 2,681 crore it had sought at the time of its IPO filing 7 months ago. Rosari Biotech denied it had cut its valuation. And Sequo, we and Helip, have not trimmed our valuations. In February 2020 we did our pre-IPO placement and Helip, at 425 rupees per share and even now our IPO is priced at 425 rupees per share, and Sequo, the company said. However, the company did not number 39, clarify on its December 2019 estimated valuation. The IPO comprises a sale of 5.25 million shares each by promoters Edward Menezes and Sunil Chari worth 446 crore. The company also aims to raise 50 crore in fresh capital. Rosari will use the fresh capital and the pre-IPO money to repay debt, fund working capital requirements and meet general corporate expenses. Rosari will join listed peers such as Aarti Industries Limited, Vinati Organics Limited, Atal Limited as well as Galaxy Surfactants Limited and Fine Organics Industries Limited, both of which went public in 2018. Axis Capital and ICICI Securities are merchant bankers arranging the share sale. Axelus Finserve Private Limited is the advisor to the overall offer. Rosari was originally incorporated as a partnership firm, Rosari Labtech, in March 2003. It makes specialty chemicals used as raw material in the FMCG, apparel, poultry and animal feed industries. The company reported consolidated net profit of 65.25 crore for the year ended March 2020 on operating revenue of 603.81 crore. Its 2018-19 consolidated net profit was 45.68 crore on revenue of 517.12 crore.